generation to Norman Vincent Peale, or back up one generation to Harry Emerson Fosdick and take it back to the great Presbyterian controversy in the U.S. Harry Emerson Fosdick, who denies Scripture, is the father of Norman Vincent Peale, who is all positive thinking. He is the father of a neo-Orthodox named Robert Schuller, who uses the lingo that sounds familiar but infuses it with all different meaning. He told me that personally in a in his own conversation with me. The father of Schuller is Norman Vincent Peale. The son of Schuller is Bill Hybels, who buys into methodology rather than theology, which gives birth to Rick Warren, which gives birth to the emerging church. And the common thread in all of it is the downplaying, the depreciation, the diminishing of theology, of biblical interpretation, and the priority of the Word of God, verse by verse, being taught and being preached.
Exactly. It's left the evangelical movement without any kind of boundaries right. or definition, though. There is no coherent, cohesive movement called evangelicalism anymore. That word has lost its meaning.
Sure, sure.
So what do you see as the
future?
What
could it be if you don't? If theology is not an issue, then now evangelical as a word describes a broad kind of undefined, non-specific connection to Christianity.
Yeah. And every man does what's right in his own eyes.
Right. But the bottom line is, just look at any kind of movement, whatever it is, and see if historic sound doctrine and faithful exposition of the Word of God is at the center. And if it's not, you've got problems. Even if it looks like a traditional church, right? You got traditional churches where they still sing some old gospel songs and the preacher preaches a 30-minute evangelistic message. Those people may have no more discernment than somebody in an emerging church, because there's not a substantial theology. There's not a faithful exposition of the Word of God at any kind of depth. And so that contributes to people's susceptibility to these other movements, which the style of which is more appealing. Okay, let's say you're an 18-year-old kid or a 20-year-old kid. You're at the university. You're up to your neck in postmodernism, but you've gone all your life to a Baptist church where you hear the same old evangelistic sermon, you sing the same old hymns, and you watch people live a sort of superficial kind of Christian life. And you grew up, and it was a little bit legalistic, and maybe it was not powerful, you know, and the Word of God wasn't captivating, and